It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Weather here is pretty good, little drizzly, and we have a new co-host, Charlene Kwan.
George.
So, anyway, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. This week's tip for the week is, I recommend spraying the AMSOIL Heavy Duty metal protector over the tops of your gas tank on pickup trucks and on the sedans. Of course, it's all tucked up way up on the top so you can't get to it, but the trucks are exposed. The water spray and stuff gets onto the gas tank all the time, and we're finding fuel tanks rusting. And also on the early model Corvettes, The headlight mechanisms is corroding, and it's very, very expensive to replace. On the Fords and the Chryslers and GM pickups, the fuel filler hose, folks, you're not going to believe it. $600 for a hose. It looks like a radiator hose. $600. It's crazy. So, spray it with silicone and it will last indefinitely. Okay? Spray all rubber and plastic with silicone at least every 6 months. But, if you're like some of the people I know, you have lots of money, so no need to spray it. One person who is always listening to the show, always a heavy, according to him, heavy believer in Hawaiian Automotive 101. He doesn't use premium gas. He doesn't use AMSOIL. He uses one of the cheapies. And his engine broke. And he thought it was really inexpensive. Oh, yeah, back in the 60s, it was really cheap. Well, when he found out that his Toyota, the motor, a V8 motor, a new one, would cost $28,000, he had a cow. So, now he's debating whether to try to fix it, what he's going to do. Cheaper to buy a new one and chuck it up for experience. But about 90% of you out there that listen to the show don't do what is recommended until it's too late. But that's the natural human being. Never do until it happens. Okay? Anyway, if you have a comment, question, or whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. And I think Charlene had a trivia that Wendell said he had.
It's a two-part trivia question, folks. And what it is, it's an old-time restaurant and what the restaurant was famous for. This old-time restaurant was on the east side of Oahu, but we also need to know what that restaurant was known for.
You need to know the name and what they're famous for.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, make them hard, yeah. Okay.
So call in, folks, if you have a guess. 296-5467.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to tell you, call us back and try again.
Yes, exactly. I sound just like Wanda.
Oh, boy. We got to make a recording of that. Okay, so anyway. Folks, you people in Hawaii, I recommend getting involved with whatever you don't like happening in your area. Get involved. Don't sit back and relax. Like if you, I give you for example, for instance, Kaka'ako. The governor is all happy do about putting up that super high-rise building. How many of you are for it? It is not going to create permanent jobs, but it's going to open a whole bag of worms. Because do you know what the height limit is for Hawaii? No higher than the highest coconut tree, folks. That's a mighty tall coconut tree they're talking about. Okay? So, anyway, that really upsets me when people just break the law or break the rules deliberately and expect nobody else to follow. Okay? So, anyway. I made a call to the governor's office when he first got into office. And you know what, folks? I made 3 calls. They promised to call me back. I wonder when he's going to call me back. When he gets out of office? Now, what kind of employee is that? And anyway, you should flush your transmission, your automatic transmissions, and your manual shift transmissions. Also, change the differential oil. We're coming across so many people with just a drop of differential oil and no oil in the differential. And it's quite expensive, you know, if you wear that out. So, service it every 2 years. Unless, of course, if you're using AMSOIL synthetic oil, you can go 100,000 miles. Okay? So, go figure. Who do we have on the line?
George, we have Bryson from Waianae.
Bryson who?
Shiroma.
Oh. Hi, Bryson.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Well, not too bad.
Well, I want to share an experience that I had with ethanol with you. It was kind of interesting because this earlier in the week, I was actually mowing my lawn. So I decided to put some ethanol in that tank in the lawnmower. And what the experience I had was that thing went, instead of me controlling the mower was controlling me. It had so much power that as I was using it, that engine that was on that lawnmower started to vibrate and the screw started to loosen. So I had to tighten it up. But the experience to that for the ethanol was fantastic just through that. And I've been using that ethanol from you for like about 6-7 months already. So what you explain to all the listeners is true, and your word is true to what you say. So I just want to share the experience with you.
Good. I'm glad you had a ball being pulled around by your lawnmower.
I had a blast. In fact, what I did after that, I had called Roy because Roy was the one who got me interested in ethanol. So I was sharing that experience with him. And over the phone, both of us were having a blast just listening to what I had shared. So that was my testimony about the ethanol on the mower.
Well, you better watch out. The small engine clinic said it's going to damage your lawnmower.
Things doesn't last forever anyway. So if it does, just buy a new one.
Well, I've never experienced ethanol damaging a lawnmower.
Correct.
Because my younger daughter was racing a junior dragster with a lawnmower engine for 6 years on straight ethanol and nothing happened.
And that's what gave me the idea to put it in more, because you had told me that about your daughter earlier today with that. So it works.
Sure it does.
So I just want to thank you for everything.
You're welcome.
Thanks, George.
Thanks
have a great
for
day.
The call. You too.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296 5467. If you can get in, you're okay. You're lucky. Take a guess at the trivia, folks. The prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. He donates, Billy Chrisman donates fabulous, fabulous prizes. And you get to choose which one you want. Okay? In fact, Crestec Cleaning Center has the Degreaser 2000 for cleaning, and also the disinfectant spray that is so good. Excellent. Really good stuff. And he has several other stuff that's good too. Go check it out. Okay? You should clean your headlight lenses, because I've got noticed that if your headlight lenses is kind of getting whitish and foggy, you're going to fail the safety check. Okay? So, wax those headlight lenses. And if you need to clean it, if yours is foggy, what you need to do is, depending on the condition, how bad it is. If it was foggy for a long, long time, then you need to go get some sandpaper. Sandpaper, the body and fin sandpaper. The grit would be 1,500. 1,500. Put some water on the lens and wet sand it. Sand it until it's super smooth. Then get some Mother's Aluminum Mag Wheel Polish. Put it on a bath towel, a small little bath towel, and rub it out. It'll come as good as new. Okay? And you don't have to spend $100 to have it done. Just get out there and do a little aerobics on your headlights. Okay? So, anyway. If you want to preserve those headlights, spray it with silicone. Spray all rubber and plastics with silicone. Okay? And you should also service your air conditioner systems. Air conditioned systems does have oil, and it needs to be replaced every 2 years, if not sooner. Or wait until the AC breaks and spend thousands of dollars. Okay? Your choice. I don't know why I'm saying this. Only 10% of them will listen. Huh? I don't know. Anyway. When you have a fender banger and you need a body shop, very important, folks, to pick a good body shop. I'm telling you this because we come across body bolts and nuts all falling off the car. A body shop that fixed the car before did not do a good job. Okay? AutoTech is the one that I recommend. I've never came across a problem with AutoTech. Other body shops, oh, I've seen horrors. Automatic transmission, cooler lines falling off, nuts, bolts, whatever, falling apart. Super dangerous. So be careful. Okay. You got a question? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Who's on the line?
George, we're going to take a break first, so we'll be right back with George Nita and Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
Looking for a unique gift? QCase has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with our uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, I have Ben from Ever Beach on the line.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hello, George.
Hi.
Hi. George, I had a question about a radiator that has a leak, yeah? Maybe a minor leak.
Mm-hmm.
You have any temporary remedy there?
What kind of car are you talking about?
98 Honda Accord.
Where is the leak?
I'm not exactly sure. My son's been having, like, overheating problem, but usually he sees that as a result of I guess the water level running low, yeah? The radiator fluid.
You sure it's the radiator?
What could be other...
Could be a lot of things.
Such as?
Heater holes, heater core, a leaky head gasket.
Okay, everything seems to be... All those other areas look okay, though. Yeah. Heater timing belt was changed not that long ago.
Did they change the water pump?
Water pump was changed also.
The water pump's not leaking?
Yeah, I cannot see any leak down there.
The best way is to have it pressure tested.
Pressure tested, okay.
And see where the leak is coming from. Because if it's the radiator, you got to replace it.
Oh, I see, okay.
Because it's plastic. And if it's got a tiny crack, the crack is going to run and then pretty soon be a big one.
So all of these stopgap measures like the bars or some people... Think
no, don't use stop leak. If you're going to use stop leak, the best stop leak to use, and the reason it's the best is because, for number one, it does stop the leak. But number two, to clean it out, you just flushed out the radiator and it all goes out. But whereas the bar stop leak and the rest of them, it gums up and stays in there.
Oh, okay, okay.
The best stop leak is black pepper.
Black pepper. Just your typical grounded black pepper?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so how much would you put in there?
One can.
Or one entire can?
Mm-hmm.
Like McCormick's can? That,
yeah.
Okay, like the pack of one card deck.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're gonna cook steaks and you don't have black pepper, you take it out of the radiator.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for the recipe.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Bye
bye. Okay. Who's next?
Bob. Who? It's Rolling Bob.
Oh, Rolling Bob, you phony rolling.
I'm talking, going, wait a minute, there's somebody else talking at the same time.
You gotta push the button, man.
No, I didn't know. Anyway, George, it's a beautiful day over in Kaneohe. And as always, you start off the show and you get me running around my office. And I'm thinking about how many years have we said you vote somebody in and they come up with all these surprises you had no idea they were going to do. Right? Did he ever talk about this big, tall building?
Nope.
Nope. And then what happens? You get an office? Oh, yeah, we're putting up a big, tall building. Oh, yeah, we're going to increase your fees. We're going to double everything. Don't worry about it. It's going to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always jobs. And like you say, the jobs last, what, how long? Of course, in Hawaii, they could build it for 20 years.
No, it's not going to be 20 years.
Well, you know, they do those road projects.
That's the road.
That's the
not
road.
The building. The thing I'm against on that building is you let one guy do it, every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to do it.
Yeah, well, Well, I don't know. You know, it's...
That is so how it dumb. Is.
I know. I read that, too. I was a little surprised. That did catch me off guard. Like, where did that come from?
Oh, that guy don't surprise me anymore.
No. It's all about money and power.
Yep. That's right.
So, on that note, keep your car running powerful. Use ethanol. Take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Now, if you want to take your loved one, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever, to a nice dinner, the best place I recommend is the Chart House. Charlene, you got to tell Wendell. Take you to the Chart House.
I love the Chart House.
Yeah, good food.
Yes.
Nice atmosphere. Very romantic. Go to the Chart House next to the Ilikai. Fantastic. Okay? And if you're going to the Big Island, Hilo, stay at the Nanilo Hotel. It is awesome. It's beautiful. And finally, somebody had the brains how to make a hotel cleaner. He took out all the carpets from the halls and the units and tiled it with ceramic tile. Beautiful. Okay, who we have?
George, we have Earl next.
Okay. Hi, Earl.
Hey, George, how are you?
Okay.
Hey, I got a question for you. You know, I got my auto registration, and I remember a couple radio shows back you talked about they're raising, you know, the fees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they don't even tell you what the weight of the vehicle or anything. They just send you this paper with just this $371.40-something I got to pay. You know, before they tell you how much weight, is this, that, and the total is the amount. Is it because you complained about that they changed the form? They don't put the weight of the vehicle anymore?
No. They don't put it on because it's a waste of time and money, because who gives a damn?
It doesn't matter, in other words. You got no recourse, huh?
No, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody says anything. But you know what? You try it in Thailand and in Korea. Oh, they have a ton of people at your doorstep trying to break it down and hang you.
Over here, the typical nobody say nothing, so it doesn't matter. They can discharge you, whatever, and you have no,
that's right,
no say, because there's nothing you can do anyway, right?
Yeah, everybody talks at home and grumble, grumble, grumble. But when they go outside, oh, it's a nice day.
Okay, I just want, because I thought maybe because of you, they don't put the weight in anything, because the form used to be different, yeah. Now they just send you a paper with the dollar amount, just pay it, they say.
Yeah, because nobody says nothing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait till next year. They're still not going to say anything.
Yeah.
They're going to double it.
Yeah, that's what I hear. They're raising it so that more people take the rail, right?
Well, I tell you what's going to happen. They can't afford it. They won't pay it. Because the penalty is only $70.
Yeah, there you go.
Why pay it?
Yeah, that's true. Why? You can chance them, because what do you got to lose, right?
Nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
Same with the insurance and the safety check and all that, right?
Well, you can have safety check or registration.
Yeah.
Not registration, but insurance.
Insurance, yeah.
You know. But what's this? They're going to insure your car whether you registered or not.
Mm.
So, but as far as registration, you get tagged and go to court. It's only $70.
So I'm better off not paying it and taking a chance, and if I get caught, I pay the $70.
Because I talked to the judges, and they said it's not our problem and not our duty to charge and collect for the registration fee.
Oh, wow, that changes everything then. There's no, you're a sucker if you pay it, in other words, what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Well, I tell you right now, I'm not paying next year. Yeah.
You rather take a chance and get charged $70 if they catch you, right?
It's only $70.
Yeah, way cheaper than $371 that I got to pay this year.
Well, next year I got to pay $700.
Ooh, for your truck?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Forget it.
Yeah.
The mayor can go shove it, because I ain't paying it.
Mm. Well, maybe that's the way.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Because the guys that are paying it are keep paying for the guys that are not paying, right?
That's right. Over 400,000, Earl, is not registered for the last 6 years.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I hear, yeah. I was talking to Mario at that Oldies Bash. He was telling me all those numbers. Hey, I was shocked, you know? And he works recon, so he knows.
Yeah. So, you see?
Crazy, huh?
Well, who cares?
Yeah, who cares, yeah. When you think that way, then everything falls apart.
So 6 years, and when you go figure it out, $250 per car times 400,000, that's over $100 million a year. Mm. Times six, that's $600 million.
Yeah, just sitting there.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
And you get them off the road.
Yep, less traffic.
You don't need the rail.
Yep, and like you say, like he told me, if a guy hits you, what do you care whether he got the seatbelt on or he got insurance? And yet they're enforcing that clicker ticket.
Yeah.
But they don't enforce the insurance. So he goes, hey, that doesn't make sense. And I go, that's true.
Yeah, the clicker ticket is against your constitutional right. As long as you are not endangering the public, mm-hmm. other people, the government cannot tell you that you have to wear a seatbelt. Because you're not endangering nobody, but if you don't have insurance, you are endangering people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that happened to a guy I know. He got hit. So, you know, the guy first thing told him, hey, don't call the cop. I'll pay you out of my pocket.
So he don't have insurance.
Yeah, he didn't have any insurance. So he paid the $500, and I guess he's still ahead because probably the insurance cost him more than that. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
So you see?
There you go. Something wrong there, huh?
Oh, yeah. It starts from the top.
Yeah.
The governor.
You got it, yeah. Okay. So, well, I just wanted to wonder why they changed the form, but now you tell me that it makes sense.
Yeah, because people don't care.
People don't care. That's true. Okay, well, I just want to throw my 2 cents like Rolling Bob.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Earl.
Yeah, okay.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
George, we have Carol from Moanalua.
Hi, Carol.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, hi, George.
Hi.
I had a question. You're talking about the silicone, putting it on rubber and plastic.
Yeah.
Is it okay to put it under the hood? You know, the rubber parts like the hose and.
Oh yeah.
It's okay.
Definitely.
Oh, good, good.
You save money.
Oh, good. What about the tire, the side, the walls of the tire? Can
definitely.
I
definitely
so that it doesn't crack?
But not on the thread.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, one guy did it on a thread and he slid to his garage wall.
Okay. But, so under the hood is okay?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Okay, great. Thanks for your advice.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467.
Right back with George Nita and Automotive 101.
Well, Heidi, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom. So I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and just wanted to bring your attention to the last PSA on drunk driver that I played. It was made especially for one special accident on Pali Highway and School Street. A young girl was on her way home from work and got killed right at that intersection. Now, folks, if you have sons and daughters, and this should happen to you, it's the most devastating thing. So please don't drink and drive, because they belong to somebody. The children have a dad and a mom. Okay? Anyway. Okay. Who do we have now on the phone?
George, we have Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, George. Could you comment on this, since you're such an expert on ethanol? My coworker showed me an article from the internet. This snake oil salesman is trying to say that you put isotone in your gasoline and it's supposed to be an octane booster and give you better gas mileage.
No, it doesn't.
I thought so, yeah.
No, it doesn't do anything. And acetone is highly cancerous.
Cancerous, isn't it like a paint remover or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is highly cancerous.
Cancerous.
And it's really bad for the health. People need to wake up and look at what's going into the gas. Because if you look at the studies in Brazil that is using 100% ethanol for over 50 years, Brazil has the least amount of cancer in the world.
Okay.
Because of the exhaust fumes.
Yeah.
Ethanol exhaust fumes is clean. It produces oxygen.
Now, and you also said that ethanol is not really flammable, dangerous, like gasoline.
Yes, that's why the Indy 500 cars went to ethanol 5 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm no chemist, but it has, like the guy said, it runs good in his lawnmower. It has better octane, but yet it's not flammable like a thinner or gasoline.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
It's the only time it becomes flammable and explosive is when you compress it.
Oh, okay, in a piston, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Then it becomes highly, highly explosive.
I see. Now, You tell people can come down and pick up, what about we come down with those plastic gasoline jugs that we buy at...
You can do that.
Yeah, it like you said, it doesn't eat up the plastic like people claim.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
That's all the
fact. I have two display bottles on my counter, and it's been there with, it's been filled with ethanol for the last year and so many months.
Yeah, and I see your red truck. You're running carburetor on that, right?
Right.
And 100% ethanol.
50%.
Oh, 50% ethanol.
Yeah, because I use it every day, so I don't want to wipe out my supply. So I use 50% in that. In my Pantera, my 73 Pantera, that runs 100%.
Oh, yeah, that 351 Cleveland motor, right?
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I just wanted to clear up, because everybody's saying, oh, yeah, on the internet, they said the isotone, this and that. I said,
no.
Let me call. I'll call you on Saturday, and then you can give me the rundown.
The people that say that have to come down and try ethanol, and they will be convinced, because the acetone cannot make the horsepower and the gas mileage like ethanol.
Ethanol, yeah. Okay, great.
And the mothballs can't do that either.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like ethanol.
Okay, well, you know, he puts it on the internet, so it goes out, and then people, you know, they see it, they believe it.
Yeah, but you can't believe everything you read.
Right, exactly, yeah. It's who's writing it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for clearing that up, John.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, Charlene, you're running ethanol in your BMW.
Yes, I am. 50%. 50% ethanol.
Try a little more.
You know, I think I will. I had an experience. I was mentioning to George earlier that George had said that the gas in my car was dirty, so I should just try to drain it out. So I ran it down as low as I could. I put in 5 gallons of ethanol, and I had to go about 5 miles to the closest service station to top it off. And going to that service station was fabulous. My check engine light just blinked on and blinked off, and I was fine.
But how was the power?
The power was wonderful. Car ran great. Well, you know, plus George, you and Todd had fixed my car. It's running better than it used to run when it was brand new. But, you know, with the ethanol now in my car, and I guess I've got cleaner gas, it's just running just so smoothly. It's wonderful.
You know, the good thing about the ethanol, Charlene,
mm-hmm.
you can leave it in the car for years and years and years, and it doesn't go flat.
Ah.
But gasoline goes flat.
Mm-hmm.
It loses its potency. Ethanol doesn't.
And so, for those people that are interested in trying, you know, I have a 5-gallon container that I always have in my garage, because I never know when I'm going to need to top off my car or put in gas.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had that, and I've been doing this for the last year. So it's perfectly safe.
Well, let's try 100 on yours.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
I'm willing.
Okay. So anyway, what we recommend is you start off with 2 gallons and see how you like it. Of course, you're going to like it. Then go to 3 the next time. Then go to 4 the next time. And keep going until the check engine light comes on. When that comes on, then you back off 1 gallon. It will not hurt anything. The check engine light is just telling you that they cannot calibrate the octane from the ethanol. So you just back down a little. And for your information, Champ is running 100%. I figured it out. You know, Shalini, what he does is he does this. He fills it, okay? And when the gas goes down little bit below the 4, he comes in and he puts 2 gallons more, and he runs it, and it goes down a little bit, he puts another 2 gallons.
He's so sneaky.
Yeah. Okay, who do we have on the phone?
Okay, George, from New Valley, we have Kalani.
Hi, Kalani.
Hey, George. Yeah, I know about silicone. I use it on all my rubber diving stuff, and I was putting it on my tires, the sidewalls,
mm-hmm.
And there was after about 30,000 miles, the tires, sidewalls were bulging out a little bit, and finally blew out, and I got a new set of tires.
What kind of tire was that?
You know, it came on this Ford F-250. It was a 97, so it was like whatever the factory tires were. I think it was Goodrich, but when I got the new tires, but a guy told me that the warranty excludes the use of protectants and stuff on the rubber.
Mm-hmm.
He said that if you spray stuff on the rubber, it can actually soften it. And I know silicone sometimes tends to soften some rubber, you know, makes it a little bit feel kind of a little funny. And is there any caution or precaution? Do you think it could be or should be used on the sidewalls of tires or not?
Well, I've been using silicone on my tires for over 30 years.
Okay, no problem.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't have any cracking of my tires.
Yeah. Well, that's what I figured. Maybe it was just kind of junk tires, but I grew up on the ocean, and rust and, you know, deterioration is the enemy, so silicone is like a I've got it in every compartment in my house and car, spread on light bulbs.
Yeah, that tire, I think, was a defective tire.
Yeah, cheap tire.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to get your opinion. Thanks, George.
Okay.
Love your show. Bye.
Thanks. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. If you have a comment, a question, or whatever. You know, the show is flexible. Okay? So, anyway. Talking about the streets, the Nimitz Highway. They're fixing it all up for APEC. Now, think, folks. Please, please, think. How come we fix it up for visitors to come? When the visitors are coming, they fix it up to make it nice. Isn't it supposed to be nice from the get-go? I'll give you an example. Your house is a pig pen, and when you bring in over a guest, you clean it all up and make it nice. But actually, it's a dump. No. You keep it nice all the time. That's the way it should be. I mean, I don't want to mention names, but this guy, he only cleans his car when he's going to go on a date. When he's going to take out... Oh, you're raising your hand. Yeah, okay. I mean, when he's going to go on a date, he cleans his car up real spiffy to impress his date. That's wrong. You got to show your date what you really are. Why are you putting your best foot forward? After she gets hooked to you, then you're going to put your real foot forward, and she's going to say, God, I don't like this guy. I'm out of here. Okay, who do we have on the line?
George from the island of Kauai. We have Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, Alfred. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I had a question about these gas savers that my dad bought.
Mm-hmm.
Platinum in it.
Mm-hmm.
Is those things for real? It cleans it clean. Save like 20%?
No. Yeah. No. You have to be careful on what gas savers that you're using. The only thing that I would recommend as a not only a gas saver, but something that will prolong your life of your injectors, the engine, everything, is ethanol.
Okay. So, I'll tell them that. One more question. What's the best oil filter for your money? Like, I've been going with Napa Gold. Is that a good one?
No, sir.
Oh, for real?
Yes, sir.
Everybody says Napa Gold is
no.
The best for the money.
You see, if you cut the Napa Gold open and you cut the cheapy Napa open, it's all the same inside.
Oh, okay.
It's no different. They're just charging you more for the name. If you cut the Amsoil filter open, the filter material is a different material. It's not a paper mesh.
Okay.
Paper mesh, if you get a piece of paper, like let's say a napkin, and put oil on it, mm-hmm. It'll swell up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But if you put oil on a polyester material, nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the Amsoil filters are like polyester, some kind of a polyester type material. So it stays, the body stays and doesn't break
okay.
apart. Whereas the paper,
the best.
Yes.
And how much do those things run?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You only if you're using the Amsoil oil.
Yeah, a long time, huh?
Yeah, if you use the Amsoil oil and the filter, you can run it 1 year or 25,000 miles without changing the filter.
Dang, that's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, sounds good. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Aloha.
Okay, George, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with George Nita and Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. And wonder what happened with Christian in Canada. I wanted to ask him about the ethanol. He's looking for ethanol and can't find it in Canada. So, anyway... I spray my tires, the sidewalls, with silicone for a long, long time, and I've never, never had the sidewalls crack. So, you go figure. Okay? So, anyway, if you buy a new car, okay, whether it's a General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, whatever, have all the fluids checked. Transmission, differential, whatever. Okay? Because it's a known fact that the oils are low. Well, on the newer cars coming out now, I don't think there is a way to check motor oil and transmission oil. On some of the cars, do you know that the factory did not put in a dipstick, so you cannot check if you have oil. How's that? I called the manufacturers, and you know what the answer was? Well, when it runs out of oil, the light will go on, then it's time to put in oil. It's kind of too late, don't you think? I don't know. I mean, that's why I like the good old cars. Like Charlene's BMW has the dipstick, so she can check her oil.
Absolutely.
Right. And yours is a 5-speed.
Yes.
Yeah, because you used to do racing, so you love to shift.
I still do on the street.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Don't say it too loud because HPD will be waiting outside of the studio.
They're going to be busy at Apex, so, you know, I can race around for about a week or so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then we can test out the 100% ethanol.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we don't have a racetrack, so we can't clock it.
That's okay. As long as I can beat anybody off the starting line, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. How do you know the person is trying to beat you across the intersection?
Oh, you can tell, George. Come on.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Why, right, give you the eye?
Well, give you the eye, they push a little, you know, they're revving, but you can tell. And I was going to say, you know that dipstick thing about the oil? By the time that oil light goes on, George, your car is stuck. Your motor is shot. It's too late. That's why they call it an idiot light.
Yeah, because only idiots wait for the light.
That's right, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. But you know, Charlene, very few people check the motor oil. You know that?
Well, you know, George, we're not used to doing that because I remember a long time ago when we went to put in gas, we had that done for us. We had somebody check our oil, mm-hmm. our water, our radiator water, and they also washed our windows.
Mm-hmm.
But especially, well, even a lot of men, but women too. You know, we don't pop the hood unless our car doesn't move.
Hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's why people always call and say, hey, on my dashboard, it says check engine. So I say, did you lift the hood and check if you had the engine? And a lot of them don't know how to open the hood. So what happens when there's a fire?
Well, I guess you just get out of your car.
And run.
And run, exactly.
I guess so. So, I know. You know, getting back to cleaning the car. People always do that. But you know something, Charlene. Women, when they go and pick up men to take the men out, they never wash their cars.
We don't impress men, George, with our car.
Oh, you impress with your body.
You impress with what you're wearing, with your hair, your bag, your shoes.
I see.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, guys, remember that. Don't wash the car to impress. Dress up. That way you impress better. Never mind the car. No, that's not true. Way back, when I first took out my son's mom, the first date, I went with a 32 Model A. Original. I mean, rackety rack. She came out of the house. She looked around. And she said, "That your car?" I said, yeah. She wanted to go back in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to ride in that rickety rack. So you see, that's why guys wash their cars and make it spiffy. Because otherwise the women will go back in the house and say, forget it. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, anyway. That's my analysis of that. But, you know, the car is not supposed to impress you. Look at Wendell. Why are you laughing?
George, the very first time my husband came to pick me up, he came to pick me up in a brown Chevy Citation. I don't know what year it was, and I thought, oh my gosh, what kind of car is this? Oh my gosh. On the inside, I was laughing hysterically. Of course, it was a company car. It wasn't his car, but that was just beside the point. So when you talk about impressing a female with a car, I don't know.
No, I guess you was. That one. You wasn't impressed at all.
No. No. Sorry, honey.
Wow. We just spilled the beans.
I know he's listening.
Yeah. So anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. We talk about all kinds of stuff. And nobody tried your trivia. I think they don't want to be told. Call us back and try again.
Oh, that's right. Folks, this is one of the original restaurants on the east side of Oahu. Again, we need the name and we need what this restaurant was famous for.
Food.
Call us back and try again.
Okay. Anyway, 808-296-5467. Give us a call, okay? And if you have any questions on whatever. And just to let you know, whatever I tell you on the radio, folks, has been all tested. I never, ever put anything on the radio that was not tested by myself. Okay? So, I know I've heard a lot of people say that I'm just saying it, but no, I tested everything from light bulbs to tires and everything else in between. Okay? Okay, who's on the line?
George, we have Len from Makiki.
Hi, Len.
Well, I kind of just tuned in. The restaurant Wagon Wheel, Haina Haina.
And what was they famous for?
They were famous for barbecue and Western style food.
Oop. Call us back and try again. Okay, so anyway, Charlene's busy talking on the phone. Probably Wendell calling in and saying, why did you say that? I don't know. Anyway, 808-296-5467. Okay, who's next?
George, we have some people that are trying to guess the trivia question. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, is it M's Ranch House?
Yes. What were they famous for?
72-ounce steak. You had to eat it in an hour.
That's not what...
potatoes and everything. Okay. And the monkey in the back.
That's not what we're looking for. Try again.
Not the monkey in the cage. Okay. No.
Okay. Who's next?
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Go ahead with your trivia guess.
That was the same answer.
Oh, okay. Well, please call us again. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Okay. So everybody's trying now. And I thought it was a hard trivia. It is, I guess. The food is the one. What was the food?
Okay, George, we have another guest. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Oh, hi, George.
Hi.
Me here. How's about castanolas out in Hawaii, Kai?
Call us back and try again.
I thought so. Okay.
Oh, boy. They're getting famous with that. Call us back and try again. So, time's running out, folks. Hurry up. 808-296-5467. Good prize donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. And Crestec has moved. They're on Kapiolani Boulevard, just Waikiki off McKinley Car Wash. Okay, who's next?
George, we have another guest. Go ahead.
Hi.
It was M's Ranch House Coconut Cream Pie.
No. Call us back and try again.
Oh, boy. See, what makes it hard is you got to get Charlene's answer. Okay? So, go for it, folks. 808-296-5467. Clock's ticking. Okay. I think that's it. Or we can do one more, two more. Can we do it? Okay. Let's go.
101.
Who's on? Hurry up. Quick.
Here you go, George.
Who?
Hey, M's Ranch House Chiffon Pie.
Nope. Call us back and try again.
Sorry. Okay.
Go ahead.
Didn't you see the ranch house out there in Anaheim?
Yes. Yep.
It's prime rib.
Nope. Call us back and try again.
Oh, come on.
Do it time.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
You want to get the trivia?
Okay. Yes.
Hello?
I want to guess the trivia.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your guess?
Yeah.
We're running out of time.
Okay.
I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, and especially Charlene Kwan for helping out, and Wendell for letting her come in and help out. And all of you, please, get involved. And take care of each other. Don't drink and drive, and see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The views and opinions